Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. We don't have any sponsors tonight because we're doing a special fucking show. Surprise. Anywho, This is a special show because it's an anniversary today.
It is.
Now, when you guys hear this, it'll be 2 weeks after our anniversary. But it's the anniversary of our top secret, super cool, Crazy Casbah Facebook page. So yes. It is 2 years today that we started this little adventure, and we're almost 3,000 members strong and growing every single day like a boss.
Yes.
Are we sure that other camera's working?
It is. It says record. I'm not recording.
It does?
Yes.
Okay, I can't see that. Okay, perfect. So, anyways, I am your host with the most. I am Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely Miss Amanda.
Hey.
Awesome. And away we go.
Why, yes, we are.
All right, so we're going to start with something like we normally do, a sex story, and this is an exciting sex story, okay? And here's why this is an exciting sex story. Look, a lot of times when we're finding sex stories, they come from some, like, weird places, like weird outlets, weird news sources, whatever, okay? This is mainstream shit. This is actually from, this is from Newsweek.
Okay,
so this is legitimate.
A sex story on Newsweek.
On Newsweek. Yeah, and this was in the tech and science department. This came out on their in a January issue. So this is pretty cool. I want to read this to you guys a little bit. So what this is, okay, we've had stories about those sex robots, right?
Yes.
All right, so we know that they're here, they're now, there's guys, there's gals. They can do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
They can sense emotions. They can be your cuddle buddies. They can, if they get bored, you have to turn them on or they'll shut off. Remember that?
How do you cuddle with a robot?
Hey, baby. Really, really, really metally. So
it wouldn't be a soft cuddly.
Well, they don't just have like, they're not like the Terminator without skin. I mean, they've got squishy parts. I mean, I don't know if you can get a fat one or not. I don't know. Get one like me, a big old man, dad bob. Dad bod. Bob? What? Sure. Dad bod. Anyway, so we know, and these are things we're making, they can do a lot of shit that they couldn't do.
Right.
So, okay, so we all know, now here's the thing, there's been a big push about cyber and robotic laws and rules that have to be in place, because obviously robots are not just used for sex. Weird. And so the safety concerns of those, right?
Right. Okay.
So, like, you have the ones that are, like, welders and stuff like that, and their concern is if someone takes control, a hacker takes control of these, they can do all kinds of damage and have issues.
Right.
Well, a cyber expert in the UK has warned that this is the same issue that you could have with sex robots. That sex robots, if a hacker were to get a hold of a sex robot or be able to hack into a sex robot, they would actually be able to take and program it to do harm. So think about this for a minute, because they say, you know, these things are over 200 pounds. They have moving parts, hands, fingers, toes, mouths. Okay, so they could actually be taken and made to do damage to somebody. Now, go ahead.
Well, no.
You want to say something? I can.
No, I'm just thinking on the aspect of what Sounds Guy said earlier about when they have to be connected to a network, but I guess to a degree they would need to be somehow hook up to a network because they're going to have to updates.
No. Here's the thing that's a very rational thought. That's what you'd think, but in November they have already found that there were problems with Bluetooth technology that a hacker was actually able to access at a remote location, a sex toy, a butt plug that was using Bluetooth technology and control it. So there's already, so it's not even something that has to be taken and be in the form of like what we think necessarily tied in. Now, this thing goes on a little bit and it looks at the longer range of concerns as well, which is they say, as there's more and more, it will be more thought technology. Again, this is the techie side, which we all know me, that's kind of like, you know, okay. But that as there's more thought-controlled items and things like that, that another concern they have with them is that if you have, if I've given you the gift of a sex robot, a sex call, and all of a sudden I'm like pissed off at you one day and I'm having like mean thoughts, that all of a sudden the robot could pick up on it. And I didn't even mean to, but it's just going to assume the feeling that I want you to kick your ass, and all of a sudden this robot starts kicking your ass. That's for down the road. But they do, they actually, okay, whatever, Bluetooth, next, fuck off. So anyway, still, it's the fact that, you know what the more important part of that is, though? Sound guy. Because you'll agree with this, is a butt plug went rampant. Somebody lost control of a butt plug.
They probably thought it just had a malfunction.
Harder, faster.
Let's speed this fucker up.
That motherfucker was halfway up there and big in their large intestines before they got it stopped.
I don't think
that wasn't actually
not supposed to go all the way in.
No, well, you never know. So anyway, so there you go. Hey, so keep that in mind. You know, well, the one thing we sure would hate to see is that if you're the first person that gets killed or mutilated by a sex doll. I promise you will be on the crazy truth. I will make sure you will be the story of the year of that. So, yeah, there you go. Right. I couldn't find the butt plug to get you. I thought, well, maybe we'll find one of those and see how that works out.
I'm good.
Oh, my God, what happened to you? My butt plug got controlled by my neighbor. Kid thought it was a video game. He thought he was playing Asteroids.
Well, think of the... The ones that insert that are controlled by Bluetooth, by phone, and whatnot.
Yeah, the ones that at parties. Mm-hmm. Man, if you could hack in and have, you could have like thousands of women orgasming all over the country at once.
But you have to know when they were using it. But I guess it would be signaled when it got turned on.
Look, you don't actually have to know where all the fish are in the ocean. That's why they make big nets. You just throw that bugger out there and see what you catch. That'd be fun at your job. You fire that up, and all of a sudden, all these chicks are working. It's like,
who found one at work? I work in a quiet office. They're going to hear buzzing.
We were going to try that one, but it didn't go far enough distance.
It made noise.
excuse me, Miss Amanda, your cooter's vibrating.
What's that noise?
It's an alarm
clock. I don't know. I don't know what that noise is. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I've been trying to figure that out myself. The doctor says it should be removed in a week or so. All right. So there you go. Weird sex story. So, yeah. So back to the other anniversary today. 2 years. Yes. So March 17th. What? Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know what he meant. What did he say?
I don't.
Write it on the phone for me. Okay. So even though this is going to come out after our anniversary. So, yeah. 2 years. Almost 3,000 people. We've got people all across the country. Every single state. And, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, it's episode 13 of the new, of 2019, season two.
Whatever. 2020.
Anyways.
Oh, my God, you're jumping years.
Day drinking. Same, well, yeah. So, anyway, so, yeah, we have people in 8 countries now. We have people in all 50 states, and we are growing daily.
Yep.
So, if you want to be a member of the Crazy Casbahs, or if you're a Kingster and you want to be a member of our special alt Casbah, which is for our Kingster friends. You can email us at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, .casbah, K-A-S-B-H, @gmail.com, and we'll get you hooked up.
Yippers.
All right, let's get on with the show, shall we?
We shall.
Are there people watching us? Do they know we're live?
They do know we're live.
Sweet. Are they saying anything?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. There you go. So people are talking. Stuff, words, things. All right, so the first question comes to us from Michelle. Okay. Comes to us from Michelle, and Michelle is out of California. California, yay. And anyway, so the question that she had for us was, do you always have to do oral sex when you have sex? Now, so I reached out to Michelle because I wanted to know if it's just like, are you talking like your daily driver type sex, or are you talking about swinger sex? And her question was both. And so then my next follow-up was, why? Because her and her significant other are in a discussion about whether or not a blowjob is required for sex. And go. Now, see, that air doesn't work real well.
It's never required.
No.
And there's some people that will not do it the first time.
Well, yeah, that's right. So, okay, so let's break this down in swinger sex, right, category A. and daily sex, category B.
Okay.
Okay. In swinger sex, it should be required. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, let's face it. Swinger sex follows a script. Right?
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to, but a lot of times it does. There's a comfort level. You've seen it on porn, so you go ahead and do it again in person. But no, is it required? No. Some people don't like to perform oral sex.
No.
Some people just absolutely won't. Maybe it's too intimate. Maybe it's, you know.
Might be one of their rules.
They had a bad experience with it. Choked on a ball.
Oh, tell about your first swinger blowjob experience.
Or maybe some chick thought her mouth was a fucking blender and thought you were supposed to. She thought sucking dick was actually chewing dick. So, you know, there's a long. God, that hurt so bad. Fucking bitch. Anyway, so.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Yeah, it was real rough.
And so, then she was yanking on it really bad,
yeah,
too.
She was trying to cut it open and then rip it off. It was awesome. It was like fucking getting a blowjob from a shark. It was perfect. What more could you ask for? Thrash, thrash, thrash. So there are some people, no, you don't have to have it.
No.
You know, and then there's some people concerns with safety with it.
Right? Yes.
But they don't want it. They don't want to use, you know, the regular condoms and dental dams and things like that, and they'd rather not do it. So, okay, so it doesn't have to, but you might want to, like, mention it, or you might want to be the aggressor. Okay, if you're the female and you don't suck dick, if it's not one of your rules, it's just you don't suck dick, you kind of need to be the aggressor, because most guys in a swinger situation assume that the order of the itinerary for the evening is going to be like, we make out, she sucks my dick, I lick her pussy, then we fuck. Right. So if you go off that script,
you watch porn too much.
Right. Yes, I do. So you can kind of, if you go off script, you kind of throw you for a loop, right?
Right.
Now, if the girls are by, if it's a couple, it's the girls make out, the girls start eating each other out, then the girls suck dick. Then you don't even have to really get to licking pussy because the girls already took to it, and you start to fuck. That's kind of the script.
No, usually guys can't control themselves if two girls are going at it.
Well, yeah.
And it goes straight to sex.
You can get a blowjob in there somewhere. Sometimes. A passing lick.
Everybody does it different.
But still, so, but you have to communicate that, right?
Right.
Because if you don't, all of a sudden you're going to be like, if the guy sits down in the bed and you don't suck dick and you haven't said anything and you're like taking your bra off and all of a sudden you turn around, you're going to be slapped in the face with a boner possibly. Boing. So you want to communicate a little bit.
Well, yes.
Okay. So the key is, no, there's no set rules.
The first
rules.
Time you hooked up with somebody that didn't suck dick the first...
Threw me for a fucking...
Time around.
Threw me for a loop.
She didn't come out and announce it.
No, she didn't. But I was out of all kind of out of sorts after that, remember? Because even when I came home, I was like, well, then it's like my dick wasn't ready yet. Well, no, seriously, don't you remember I had some issues getting up because it was taken all out of order. So we were relatively new in the lifestyle, so I was like, but you're supposed to be sucking my dick now. I mean, I didn't say that. I mean, I'm like, but wait a minute, where's the dick sucking? But still, it kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
A little bit, because it was like, well, we're right to the fucking part? Which is kind of weird when you think back to you first started getting in the lifestyle, or you first had sex, like when you lost your virginity. You were like, couldn't wait to get to the fucking part. And now she's standing there naked as an adult man going, well, when aren't you going to suck my dick a little bit first? All of a sudden it became like all, I'm like, okay.
But everybody's different. I didn't suck dick until yours.
That's right. That's right. And now.
And
now,
I didn't know how.
No, and now you're.
And I was told to watch porn because obviously I was pretty bad at it.
But now you're awesome at it. Now we're ready to offer seminars. I put that, I'm telling you what, I've yet to see it. To have a dick that you haven't been able to suck. So, all the way through. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. So, okay, we'll read some comments. What are some people saying? We got people.
I like oral. I'm not a fan of eating pussy. it turns me on.
Wait a minute. Wait, stop. What? Oral sex turns someone on?
Well, you know, it's almost a given if a guy's having issues.
Well, yeah.
Because you know that's going to.
And there's less chance of a fire. Well, seriously, there's way less chance of a fire or injury. If a guy's not getting up and you just start stroking it faster and faster and faster, sparks are going to come out. And if they're not shaved well, that's like a little pile of lint right there. That just went boom, and all of a sudden now you got a cockfire.
Wow. And out of your hands.
Plus, if you if you use all your shoulder strength, if you use all your shoulder strength jacking them off, how are you going to be able to do doggy later? Think that through. My arm is tired. It's too dead. I can't do anything else with it. I'm just saying. So, yes, it is a good way of guys having problems.
Sorry, that was the alarm on my phone. I have it set for
You know what? That alarm just means it's time for a prize. Hey, let's take a quick minute and say to anybody out there right now, the next person that takes and sends us a good comment, we'll read it on the air. There you go. Okay. And the next comment is dun, 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 dun. So other people getting off.
Attaboy Cole for advocating for job bio for bio job blowjobs. No. I don't have glasses on. Give me a break.
And Miss Amanda needs her readers tonight.
And sometimes a blowjob is needed to get a tight guy totally hard.
Right.
We knew that.
It's a great way to start. Now I'm not saying you have to have.
It kind of breaks the ice.
It does. You know, before you know each other well enough to actually talk to each other, it's kind of a good thing to do. It's a lot easier to talk to people after the fact. After the fact that you've had to sit there and you've had a dick in your mouth, it's pretty easy to ask questions about their family and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So you have kids, you have dogs, you know, but you've already had their dick in your mouth.
Good God. No, I meant break the ice so you know it's going to happen.
Look, man, if you're to that point, yeah, yeah.
Hey, when the woman has to initiate everything because of the whole Me Too crap that we went through last week.
That's right. Yes.
It's a sign that I want to fuck. Here, let me suck your dick and let's get to it.
Now, here's the deal. If I'm willing to put it in my mouth, I probably go ahead and want it in my vagina at some point in time.
Yes.
That's a pretty good, yes, I'll give you that. Okay. So that's swinger sex. But again, it's not required. And just like I think somebody said, not every guy's into eating pussy.
Right.
So, and here's the thing. Just I'm going to throw this out here to our male listeners. Remember, it's not polite to require one if you're not going to give back the other.
Right.
Now it's okay if the girl wants to. Like you get a couple shots and you get a couple shots and you find something long and hard and it's going in your mouth. It's kind of like a toddler thing. Amanda, quit putting that in your mouth. Amanda, quit putting that in your mouth. Okay. I mean, it's kind of something along those lines. Right, I'm joking. No, you're not. But you like to suck dick. You like to do oral when you're drunk.
Yes.
Yes, it is what it is. Okay, so there's no problem with that. So if the girl, if you don't eat pussy, but the girl wants to suck your dick, well then fucking go more power to you, right? But you can't require a girl to suck dick if you're not going to eat pussy.
But it's hard for anybody to get me off oral.
It's hard for any guy to get any girl off. With oral.
You have to, everybody likes it different.
Yeah, okay, here's the deal. Total off the subject here for just a quick second. Look, if you can't take and if your hot button moves, right? If it shifts, look, my dick is only going to move so far. It's easily catchable. The bottom line, it goes in your mouth, it's going to work. But if I have to chase, like it's like a cat with a laser. Eating pussy is like a cat with a laser. You are trying to chase the clit around all over the place. And the more you slobber on it, the slicker it gets.
Maybe we're moving to where we like it.
Maybe you are. Maybe you're not telling us that. Maybe so then we don't know. So we think we're trying to move. We think, okay, for you, once you figured out how to suck dick, right?
Okay.
Let me ask you something. And all the other dicks you've sucked since you figured out how to suck my dick.
I'm such a whore.
No. Have you had to change how you suck dick for other people?
No.
You know how to suck a dick. You know how to suck pretty much all the dicks.
Right.
Okay. When you know how to eat one pussy, don't mean shit for the next girl showing up. Okay. It is what it is. So remember that, ladies. It's not
some like it soft. Some like it hard. Some like it above the clit. Some like it below the clit.
Some people want fingering. Some people want fists. Some people need to have a bear trap on there. Some people need to pinch a titty. There's all kinds of different stuff. Mm-hmm. So bear with us. We're trying. We want to learn it all. I swear to God we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's swinger sex. Let's talk about just regular, you know, down home, just you and me blinking. Regular sex.
Okay.
Not on show sex. Is oral sex a requirement?
No.
To you. Now. Well, why not? Why are you more apt to suck dick in a swinger situation than you are with me?
Is it really a requirement for me, or is it a requirement for you? Because you make it sound like I require that I physically give you a blowjob to have sex.
Okay, no, this makes me sound like
a dick.
Well,
that's how you worded it.
Okay.
So it's like, do I require a blowjob before sex? No, I don't require one.
Okay.
In fact, I'd rather just get to the sex.
Okay, let me backtrack then. Why are women more apt to suck dick in a swinger situation versus at home with hubby or significant other? Why does it take more work to... I mean, because you do sometimes. Sometimes you do some, and sometimes I'm like, hey, dragging your head over there. Sometimes you're like, hey, dropping your head over there on your own. It just kind of varies, but...
Well, you have to keep the variety there.
Right, but at no point in time does somebody ever... I've never had a situation in all years in the lifestyle that I've had to go, hey, Amanda, suck his dick. What are you doing? You're sitting there lost. Suck his dick. I haven't had to do that. You just start in doing it.
Well, I think there was one time you were like...
No, but that was before to get to the other good part. But seriously, so why, you know, what's the difference?
I think it's to get it started.
So basically, it's like...
It's a way for us to make the initiative of let's go.
It's for special events. Okay,
there's been times I've been at events that there wasn't any oral involved.
Okay, wait, but I think I've got the perfect analogy for this.
Oh, God.
I think I figured it out. Okay, so this is like, there's the regular dishes you use on a daily basis. And then there's the special holiday dishes that you get out for company. So a blowjob, although every now and then during the year, for no particular reason, you'll get out the special dishes to make it a fun, unique evening. Most of the time, you just use the regular dishes. But on holidays, you always get out the special ones. So swinger events are special holiday dishes.
Sure.
Does that not make sense? That makes perfect sense. That's what it is. So, no. Okay, to answer your question, Michelle, no. Your significant other should not ever... It should never be required.
No.
Sex is supposed to be fun. And even sex... Look, granted, swinging is supposed to enhance your sex life, okay? But it doesn't mean that your regular sex life has to absolutely 100% mimic...
It hasn't. Doesn't have
sex.
To follow a script.
No.
No sex does.
No sex does. But it helps. Just kidding. No sex does. Yeah, kind of. You know, kind of. Some sex does require a script. Seriously. We'll think this too, man. You get 40 people there, like, and everybody's going to fuck. You're going to have, you have to have somebody directing traffic a little bit. Someone's going to lose an eye. What's going to happen is everybody's fucking, all of a sudden somebody realizes they're fucking somebody's ear. That's not a vagina at all. That's an ear. Well, oh my God. I'm just saying, sometimes it helps to have a script.
I guess so.
That's awesome. I don't care what anybody says. Anyways, no, but to answer your question, sex is supposed to be fun. Even your home sex, even though the lifestyle is supposed to enhance your sexual life at home, it doesn't mean that you have to mimic
porn
at home. Even porn stars still like do it missionary.
Sadly enough, and I hate to use this as a reference whatsoever. Oh, but sadly enough, my mother had the best advice. She goes, you have to keep the variety in the bedroom. You have to change things up a bit, and you have to make it keep a variety to keep them interested.
Wouldn't she be so proud right now? Well, I don't know if that's exactly what she had in mind.
And when you're 21, you're like, oh God, please don't.
Yeah, well, no, but you have. See, that's why we swing for different reasons, because literally we always have. It's always been fun. It's always been, we try new things. Mm-hmm. Although when you start trying something new,
you can lead to injuries.
No, shit. And we go to the emergency room. No, but sometimes when you find something new, like it's new, and then you do it, and it's like, oh, hey, that was fun. And all of a sudden, like 3 months later, you're finding you do it every single time.
Yeah.
And it's not new anymore. Like, well, that's fucking, you know, that's boring. What the hell? Yeah, I don't know. Things we
want to try something new?
Well, what are you talking? What are you thinking?
I don't know.
It's going to be the greatest YouTube video ever. Hey, we'll chest the sound guy for sure. This one.
Oh, God, that would just scar him for life.
He doesn't even listen.
That's why he's glued to his phone.
You know what? He didn't even listen. This is awesome. We have absolutely zero adult supervision right now. Perfect.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
What could possibly go wrong?
What?
All right. Anywho, yeah, so no, but just again, have fun, but you do need to communicate it.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I would say to Michelle, one other thing I would say to her, okay, if your significant other is squawking about how much other people are getting blowjobs and he's not, then you might want to keep that in mind, because that could start to become like that little bit of piece of sand that turns into a beautiful pearl someday, i.e. a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that's coming up...
If he keeps mentioning it, maybe he's lacking some attention.
Right, or he feels like he's lacking some attention. He may not really be, but then it needs to be something that's addressed. I mean, we laugh and joke about this kind of stuff, but a lot of times these type of questions can actually be signs of a future, much bigger, bigger problem that's could be coming.
You do that all the time, and you don't do that with me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, well, yeah, hey, yeah. That was awesome. I'm glad I got to watch you do that.
I don't have to do that with you anymore. Yeah, but it looks like fun. I mean, come on.
Seems like such a great idea. Well, and it becomes a challenge because here's the thing. Not everybody in the lifestyle is going to be as good at certain skills as others.
No.
So you're going to have somebody that, you know, I would put your blowjobs up there as one of the best blowjobs out there. And I'm not just saying it because we're married. I don't have to. It's not in the okay. But some people are really good at it. Some people, that's not their forte. Mm-mm. Some people, it's like the one commercial. Heck, heck. You know, it's like, oh, hey, that was
and
great.
And just because somebody tells you it's good
doesn't mean it's really good. Okay. So it's the same type of thing. So, you know, if it's not your forte or whatever, that even if.
There are some guys that like it teethy.
What?
I read that somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think to that extent, like soft scrapes and stuff.
Which page was that on? Was that on the
ours?
Alt Casba?
Well,
or the Kinky?
I think it was on ours.
I'm pretty sure
it was talking about blowjobs and teeth, and someone commented, well, I kind of like a little bit of teeth, just a light scraping type of thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense. Everybody's
into something different. So.
Everybody likes it a little bit different. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, so I guess my thing is, don't assume just because, like, if we're out, we go play every weekend. Okay. Hold on. Let's imagine that for a second. All right. Anyway, so we go play every weekend. And you go, well, you get your dick sucked every weekend. It doesn't mean they're as good at it, and it's not the same as if you do it.
True.
So you have to keep that in mind. And that's the same for eating a girl out. Just because you get eaten out every time you go out doesn't mean that they're going to know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time or can't hardly get you off that way. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time. 26 years together and I have a hard time being able to do that. So some dude that's known you for a week on the internet probably doesn't stand a snowball's chance in hell of actually being able to get you off that way.
Right.
So understand, guys, that when she goes, yeah, well, it's not the same. It's not the same as you do it. Well, you want her to suck your dick, and she's going to deal with the same thing, get down there and fucking give it to her the way she likes it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right.
Interesting.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to take a quick second here, and we're going to take a break. And again, this is a no sponsor show because this is our Crazy Casbah anniversary edition. So we just want to thank all of our listeners and all of our members of our Crazy Casbah. You're what makes us great and what makes us grow. So we'll be right back. All right, you're going to want to make sure you go visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. We've got some exciting new features getting ready to roll out, and you're going to want to be a part of those. So go to www.youtube.com/C/Casbah, K-A-S-B-H. And if you like what you hear, visit our Patreon, www.patreon.com/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, Casbah, K-A-S-B-H. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That would be @truthcrazy. You can follow us on Instagram @crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y _ Casbah, K-A-S-B-H. Don't forget to sign up on our YouTube or on our Facebook page, which would be Crazy Truth. And you can always send us emails. We love your emails at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y .casbah, K-A-S-B-H @gmail.com. And don't forget, everybody needs some Crazy Truth merch. That's right. We've got merchandise. Go to teespring.com/stores/crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y hyphen truth.
He wants to start. Stop. Boom,
boom, boom. Welcome back. No. Okay. And so we are back. Second half of the show. Look at us go. I'm rhyming all over the place today.
That's scary.
Yeah, I've been drinking. Okay.
You have not.
You're right. I've been mainlining Coke. All right. So, why do you think I wear the suit coat? Can't see track marks then?
You're a dork.
I know I am. All right. So.
You said snorting and then you said track marks. It really doesn't.
You know what?
It just.
That's how you know you're high, when you're snorting the whole needle up your nose. Shit gets weird then. Holy fucking shit. My brain, it hurts. Okay, so we're back. So we have another question.
Are we really?
I handpicked the questions. Not even going to lie.
No way.
It's an anniversary show. I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to pick the ones that are, let's see if we can make some people squirm.
Oh, God.
I wonder who I'm trying to make squirm the most. Oh, I wonder. All right. So this question comes from Bob. It's not his real name. I know. He said, can you call me Bob? And I'm like,
sure, Robert.
Sure, I can call you whatever you want. Bob wants to know. Bob is from the East Coast.
Okay.
Okay. So you know it's a good question. They don't want to give me the estates. They don't want to use their real names. Bob wants to know, why are women in the lifestyle so hesitant to do anal sex? And I was like, okay. And I go, well, how often have you tried? He goes, I always want to have anal sex. And I can never find a woman that wants to have anal sex in the lifestyle. I'm like, you know what? That is an excellent question. And go. So, no, okay.
And
so,
go. So you turn it over to me. Fantastic.
Well, I know why I don't have anal sex in the lifestyle.
Why?
Because I don't have anal sex outside of the lifestyle. I'm not.
That's so, not true.
No, I mean, well, let me rephrase that. I'm not a bottom, so I would be considered a top, and so yes, with you I have anal sex, but I don't have anal sex with other women.
We don't do it that often.
No, we don't.
Usually I'm really drunk and
don't put it out there like that. That'll look, it's totally like we sign a consent waiver before we ever even start. Before we go out drinking, there's a standing consent order that says there's a distinct possibility. If I go fuck me in the ass, that means fuck me in the ass.
We know some people, that's all they want.
Yeah, which is whatever. That's what they're into.
So,
yeah, Bob's not looking in the right spots. But I will agree that it is harder to find women in the lifestyle that are open, especially on like a first time.
Okay, pause.
Okay.
Pause. How many times have guys asked to do it?
I don't know. I'm usually fucking their wives at that time, so you tell me.
I haven't had a guy ever ask me if they can do anal.
You've never had a guy ask you?
No.
No, well, yes, you have. You've never had a guy ask you in the heat of the moment.
I've had a guy joke around about it, but I just took it at face value and just kind of...
It's an anniversary show, if that makes it okay.
What does it mean, burp?
No, but you... Okay, but leading up to you, you've chatted with people, and you... When people go, the number one stupid swimmer goes, what are you into? And you've always said, you're not an anal. So a lot of times it's taken care of in advance, right?
Well, a lot of times girls aren't going to go, yeah, I'm into it, and that's all I want. And then they see the size of the dick, and they go, fuck no, that's not going in there.
I'm sorry, this is not a bat holder. seal killer. I think that when you're new in the lifestyle, anal can be a little more intimidating.
Yes.
The concept of anal sex can be a little more intimidating because some couples, and not every couple, I mean, we didn't take some scientific poll on this. Remember, these are merely our opinions. We're not speaking for the public. But like in our own personal relationship, it was years before we ever did anal sex. It was years. So there's more of a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
With that, and I think you see that on the page. I guarantee our page is going to light up on this one. So you see that on the page too a lot, where people are like, only with select people, only with my husband, or only with whatever when it comes to anal sex,
mm-hmm.
which is not necessarily a bad thing. Because I would be interested to see if you could take a poll, how many people would be more apt on a second or third meetup to have anal sex versus how many people would be willing to have anal sex on a on the first meetup?
Well, let's see. We were at one house party where one gal totally was like, well, the guy started fucking me and hit the wrong hole. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, I don't know if I would have gone there. But I, you know, some people say it's a hard limit.
Right, right, exactly.
I just don't, I don't know. I'd much rather, I used to not get off on it. So it did nothing for me.
Right.
So why would I want to take away from the orgasm? That's what I was there for.
Well, and that's true. And that's one of the things that, that Andy says, yes, that's a hard limit for them as a couple. They only, they share everything else, but that's strictly with them. And, but they also know other couples that, that that's what they're primarily into. I think that I can say as a guy, from a guy's standpoint, maybe this makes me a chauvinistic pig. I don't fucking know. Could be. But I would be, bitch, I would be, okay, if we're playing with another couple and you're going to let him give it to you in the ass, I would be very tentative. Or I there's no way in hell I'd be focusing on what I was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Because I would be concerned that if it started to hurt, if there was a problem or whatever, that if you said stop, that mm-hmm. it's like, no, no, you just, you know, don't worry, it'll be all right type, you know, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So I would totally, which is really, I mean, to a degree, somebody would say, well, how is that my right? It's your ass. It's not mine. But
I did let one guy.
Yeah. Well, that was because of a bet.
Because of a bet that you made.
Yeah, anyway.
But so, I knew him really well, so I wasn't overly right. concerned.
Well, and that's just it. And we had hooked up with that couple at least three or four other times.
Yeah.
So there was a complete trust factor there. Doesn't there have to be more of a trust factor than...
There would be for me.
Do you think that's... Okay, do you think the majority of women feel that way or not? I mean, granted, this is unscientific as fuck. We understand that. But...
I don't know. I would think so. It's not... To me, it, when it comes to sex, it's not that common. Everybody right. would rather...
Do the norm.
Do the norm.
Do the norm. Well, it's but they're getting.
I mean, if I'm gonna do let anybody do anal, then I'd have already had a DP.
Well, yeah, yeah, and that, I know, and that's on somebody's bucket list. Just, I don't know who it is, but we're gonna say somebody's bucket list. But okay, the thing is I think it'd be interesting to hear what guys say, because as a guy, yes, there's a sense of power or whatever that goes with anal sex, and yet. I can totally understand. It's like how I would want it with somebody else is different than the rules I want with you. So, and that's not fair. So you have to have the rules same across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would never, to me, I would have a hard time ever asking a girl if I could fuck her in the ass. Especially if she was married without really making sure that that was really okay on both sides.
Right there in the heathma, I've never been asked.
No, no, you haven't. No. And mm-hmm. no one's ever assumed, which is wise, because if you just assume,
mm-hmm.
At least speaking for Miss Amanda, if you just assume with Miss Amanda and you just go to try to fucking
now you're pop going it home. Well, doggy style and you go wrong hole.
Or an accidental slip. There's a difference between an accidental slip and just disregarding
but
rules.
But having worn a dildo, I know how hard it is to find.
Right. See? But there's a difference between just a tip, oops, oh my God, I'm sorry. And purposely going for it. And I can safely say any guys that just, if they try to just go for it against your wishes, yeah.
Haven't we heard that somewhere?
They won't before? Have to worry about me. Because man, you'll spin on that they'll be dead. It is what it is. They'll be dead before anything happens. I think the other thing when it comes to anal sex, and I've seen this and heard this a little bit on other pages and other groups, is there is more of a concern, safety concern, STDs, things along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, let's face it, we're a lot of us are children of the 80s, right? So we were horribly misinformed when we were kids, when like the AIDS epidemic first started, right? Mm-hmm. The world was horribly misinformed, and it was told that was only, you know, homosexual guys got that was a gay mm-hmm. disease, right?
Right.
And so, and it wasn't even a it wasn't gay and lesbian. It was only gays, mm-hmm. only gay guys, right? And now we all know that's bullshit now,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but there is still, we also know, and unless you're a complete and total tool bag, you do know that there is more chances for ripping and tearing and things like that in when you have anal sex that can cause open wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the reality of it is not everybody plays with condoms. Okay, so some do, some don't, whatever. And we also know that condoms don't protect you from everything. So I think there's some fear sometimes that goes with that, with the answer that there's an added risk factor. Just like I think that's part of the reason why there's the very unnecessary fear of, and this is off topic, but it somewhat applies, where, you know, bisexual women in the lifestyle, everybody's like, yay, hoo, woo! Mm-hmm. Bisexual guys, where he's like, nope. And there's more of a fear because of, again, there's that misconception of the higher risk with anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sad thing is, we're all product of our environment, whatever. And even though we know now the truth, and there's still things that you can do to protect yourself accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be just as safe with, whether it's with a bi guy or whether it's, you know, with just a partner, whatever the case may be. But you do have to be somewhat smart.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how anymore a lot of this shit ties into the fact of, like, drunken, stupid sex can be a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So drunken, stupid anal sex can fuck somebody up really bad.
Yeah.
And not only, like, physically hurt them, but when do a lot of people that, if they're always condoms, when is a lot of times that gets thrown to the wind?
Yeah, a lot.
Drunken, stupid sex.
Mm-hmm.
So if that ties all in together, you can see how that, like, can present a multitude of problems.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird because it is unfair, like on the, well, like with bisexual males and stuff, that there's a fear that's attached with it, but it, you know, we're growing. So we got a comment. Read that one. Or you want me to read that one?
No, he doesn't ask for anal sex because his wife doesn't like it or allow it.
Okay, and that's awesome.
And he goes, and if you ask me, there are a lot more things that women have to offer that men prefer.
Okay, that's awesome. That kicks ass.
Yep.
That kicks ass. Okay, number one. This guy on our page, again, if you don't know, we got the, it's our anniversary edition of our secret Casbah, Crazy Casbah page, and this is one of our members. So, number one, that comment kicks ass for a couple of reasons. Number one, we talk about respect in the lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So right there is the epitome of respect. His wife doesn't enjoy it, so it's not something that if they're going to swing as a couple or swap as a couple, dude A is not going to get to do that to his wife. Mm-hmm. So why should he get to do it with the other person's wife?
Right. Well, he just doesn't ask.
He doesn't ask. But, I mean, if his wife doesn't enjoy it, it makes sense. By the same token, then, when you have, and I think he's right, there are a lot of other things that women enjoy. And here's the thing. A lot of women dig anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're just fucking a void there. There is an erogenous zone there. It is what it is. So there are some women that enjoy it, kick ass. But if it's really like, if it's kind of like, you know, item 12 on the bucket list of things that are fun to do, well, fuck, why waste your time with that? Hit the other ones that are a little hotter and a little more, you know, are exciting and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have an orgy than anal sex any day of the week.
Well, there you go.
Just saying. I'm kind of weird that way. Buffet, you know.
Imagine that.
Really?
Surprise.
I touched shit.
Keep doing
God
that.
Damn it. Every time I touch shit. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. All right. Sorry. Got butterfly.
You need to, like, text her when you were gone so she knows when to tune in.
Yeah, you know, keep people guessing. Keep people on their toes. It's what I do. Yeah. So anyway, so that was a great question. But you know what? Why we're right there, I want to talk a little bit more, even though just because it really, I've seen this a lot recently. It's becoming more and more of an issue. Again, it's back to the bisexual guy thing. And the reason why I want to talk about this is like you're starting to see, okay, so in the lifestyle, there's this big push that all single males are pieces of shit, right? And we've debunked that myth, right?
Right.
We here at Casbah, at the Crazy Truth, we are actively we actively seek out to destroy bullshit, stupid myths about the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we'll say what maybe other people don't want to say because we don't fucking care.
No.
All right, so, and we actively defeated that. So another one is the bisexual males. And the reason what I've seen is that a lot of times, and we have people come to us all the time, is there a separate group that's where we can... we can say that we're bisexual. There's a lot of guys out there, and I'm part of lots of couples, that are actually pretty fucking afraid to put out there that they're bi-curious or that they're bisexual. Because, just like a lot of couples lie through their fucking teeth that say the girl is bi when she's not, to get more action, they're afraid if they put that out there, that then in turn what will happen is they will get less responses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's have a little, let's have just a quick little lesson here, sex lesson for just a quick second.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So if you're a straight male or a straight female, okay?
Okay.
And you go into a known or a establishment, a bar that is primarily caters to the gay and lesbian lifestyle. Okay. So you're going into a gay bar. Right? When you walk in and you're a guy, all these gay guys are going to come up and start groping you. It doesn't work like that.
No.
Okay. They're pretty damn good that they spot whether or not you're gay or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may have a guy come up and hit on you. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what, I'm straight. That's a hell of a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all you have to say is, hey, I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, okay. And it's never a problem, right? Same if you're a woman.
I've had it happen.
You've had it happen. Exactly.
At that time, I was only like 18.
At that time, you didn't realize yet. And you're like, nope, no problem. Now, you're like, yep, come on, let's go. So
that one, no, I probably wouldn't well, have. Well,
you, you know what I mean? But again,
she was a little too masculine for me.
You're not going to be, no one's forcing anything on you.
No.
That's not how this works. Guys. Girls, just because a guy is part of a couple, or maybe even a single, and they are bi-curious, does not mean that anytime they get around a penis, that they're just going to be like, oh my God, glug, 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 and choking on it and grabbing it. That's not how this shit works. Okay, that's not how this shit works at all. It doesn't mean they're going to try to sneak around so that the swords can cross. Oh, accidental, boink, boink. No, that's not how this shit works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's irrational to take and judge whether or not you will or will not hook up with somebody because of things they might be into.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me put an asterisk by this. If you are a couple that he is bisexual or she is bisexual and you don't play safely, that can cause an issue.
Right.
That can cause an issue if you're both straight, if you don't play safely. Okay, that you know, but if it's known, that's going to be a little more of a situation. Okay. Mm-hmm. But again, either way, if you don't play safe, that can be a problem. But there's this misunderstanding of what, when a guy is bi-curious or bisexual. Now, I'm willing to say this because, again, we tell everything where it's a crazy truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means if we're going to be honest, we have to be honest.
Okay.
And we have to be honest and go, there was a time when we got into the lifestyle, 7-8 years ago, whatever it was, we were guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
We were guilty of if the guy, if on the profile, if it said that the guy was bi-curious or bisexual, that was an instant no.
Mm-hmm.
And why were we that way? Were we being douchebags? Were we being dicks? Were we being... No. What we were being was uneducated,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we didn't understand. We didn't grasp the we had that irrational fear that, oh my God, if you play with them, then you're going to have a higher risk of getting something. You're going to have, you know, a higher, there was going to be more danger with it. Is he really going to be focused on her? Is he going to try something? Is he going to want more than just a couple swap? That was a fear, an irrational fear that I had.
Mine was more, it wasn't a fear, but you have a preference on the type of guy that you like. Mm-hmm. And when you think of the stereotypes that go with it, mm-hmm. they're a little bit more, I wouldn't say effeminate, but somewhat.
Right, right.
I like the manly man.
Right. And here's the thing, and what's so what shut up sound guy. What is so great about this is, okay, this is about having an open, honest dialogue here. Is the reality is, and you said it best, the stereotype. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know. We were vanilla. We didn't
have anybody to walk us through shit.
We didn't know
so
anybody.
We was fumbling our way. We didn't know who was bisexual and who wasn't.
Yeah, we didn't know if there were other people in our regular lives that were bisexual or not. We didn't know. Mm-hmm. But then we learned.
Right.
And then so in the cool thing about today's world and with things like Facebook and the different websites and the different things out there on social media, you can overcome those irrational fears. Now, look, everybody is not everybody else's cup of tea, right? I mean, we know that. That's just a reality part of it. So if you're the bi couple or you're the guy that's bisexual or bi curious, don't get all fucking, you know, worked up if somebody doesn't want to hook up with you and go, well, it's just because I said I was bi. Not necessarily.
Right.
If you're running into people like us, which we're experienced swingers, we're about personality. Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't assume, you know, and by the same token, you don't have to walk out and hit everybody in the face with a two by four going, I'm bi. You know, how about just start off with the normal shit that you want to know, get to know people like normal.
We've hooked up with a bi couple. Did he ever come up to you and want to try something?
No, mm-hmm. No, not at all. No. And you know what? Not only did we hook up with a couple, we sat around and shot the shit naked for a couple hours and fucked again. And, and you know what? The whole thing with it is that, you know what? At no point in time was my penis in any jeopardy.
No.
I mean, it just wasn't. So we want to put it out there, and we want to hit on this kind of stuff because, you know what? Look, the joy of the lifestyle is exploring what you want to explore is who you are, okay? So, damn it, if you're somebody that's not accepting of a couple because the guy is bi or bi curious, fuck you, you're doing it wrong, mm-hmm. okay? You don't have to hook up with them, but you don't have to fucking make it so they can't feel comfortable enough to put what they're interested in. Because mm-hmm. you know what? Here's the deal. Ron White said it best. Do you want to watch porn with a dude with a small, flaccid penis? No. You want to watch a dude with a big, hard cock nailer? Does that make you gay? Then go through. Okay? And if you're all right, you want to watch two girls go at it, whatever, and it's okay, or it's okay for the girls to list that they're bi, it's okay for a guy to list that they're bi or bi curious also. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Look at that soapbox.
Ooh.
Fucking anniversary edition. Fuck yeah, man. We're fucking conquering the world. Dungeons and Dragons and shit. Pew, pew. Okay. Hey, with that, sound guy's getting us the fuck off the air. So, hey, yeah, again, thank you very much to all of our listeners that are Crazy Casbah fans and on our pages, Kinky Casbah, it's Alt Casbah, The Crazy Tooth. Hey, if you want to be part of those pages, please send us an email. We want this page to keep growing. We love you all. Thank you very much for being a part of the monsters that keeps growing. Mm-hmm. But till then, doing it the only way I know how and the only fucking way I want to or I ever will. Casbah style, out.
Bye.